Live from my spare room in Sacramento, this is Paintball Ruined My Life Live with Brad Johnson. The NXL are having an all-star game. 3v3 is going back to ESPN. And more paintball news. Yeah. Good evening, fine gentlemen. Boosted. Hello, you're the first person here. Good afternoon, sir. I should say, and good afternoon to you, sir. Maybe, hopefully, by the description and title, you can tell what we're going to talk about. I think I say that every time. You know, the NXL, about 9 days ago, announced an all-star game, and somehow we missed it last week, so we're going to talk about it this weekend. There's also more NXL, kind of ESPN news we're going to talk about, and a handful of other paintball-related news items. But we'll, you know, kind of hang out here for a little bit and see who shows up, and then get on with this first segment, which we call All-Star Game? I don't know. I don't know why I put a question. The dude, Tom, how's it going? I got my coffee here. I'm going to take a little quick sip. It's really hot, though, so maybe I won't. Oh, it's not too bad. Victor, good evening. You know, I haven't asked in a long time. Tell me where you're from. Everyone in this chat right now, let me, let's see if we can find anyone anywhere cool. Rest in peace, Tech PB. Mike's kind of made some stuff, sort of, recently, or has he not? Was it a good sip? Can you hear it on the chat? Can you hear it, or is it like... It kind of turns it itself off with the noise suppression. Florida? No, Florida's not bad. That's not crazy. Well, Virginia Beach is cool. What else we got? Anywhere cool? New Jersey? No, that's not cool. All right, we won't wait around. He made a video about his old reacquired gun recently. All right. Mike from Tech PB. What's better than Texas? I could tell you a lot of places better. How about Fiji? Okay. So, oh shit. I totally like just remembered something. I was so busy today. I did a bunch of interviews and stuff today, and I just literally remembered that I totally forgot to set some media stuff up. So we're going to ghetto pull this over here really fast and just pull it down there. So what is happening? There's some stuff happening in Dover. Dover's coming up very, very soon, in about literally 10 days, not about 10 days, in 10 days. And a custom, a new, something we're newly accustomed to, starting these tournaments early on Thursdays. You know, back in the day, Thursday was the day before the tournament. So you just have teams practicing and not a lot was ever going on. But these past couple of years, we've just been getting stuff, right? We started seeing three-man all the time. And now we're getting three-man and the All-Star game. So the way it's going to work is on Thursday, there's going to be three-man and the All-Star game. So Thursday, they'll do regular three-man like we've seen all year, how they're kind of breaking them out into two different conferences. You have the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference. And then I'm going to guess at about 2 p.m., 3 or something like that, after the three-man's over, the All-Star game will be taking place. And then after the All-Star game, you can see on the other side, it says ESPN 3v3. After the All-Star game, the EPSN 3v3 will be filmed. And that's going to take place, or it's going to happen in kind of a tournament format. So they're going to take the winners from Tampa, we can see right there in X Factor and Damage, and then the winners from each conference in Dover, whomever that ends up being. You'll have those four teams, then they'll kind of like play a tournament sort of setup, and then you're going to get the last two teams to play for that final. We can also see that All-Star game, 26 teams will be in the All-Star game. You know, they've added six additional semi-pro teams to the All-Star game. 13-player rosters with five veterans. And I don't know where or how they're picking those veterans, but there's a lot of those guys out there. We always see them play at World Cup with, like, the Air Force team and the Navy. And you got the Army. The Coast Guard? I'm missing someone. I don't even know what I said. Then those five additional veterans, apparently there will be sideline coaching. I don't think we've gotten 100% confirmation on that. But that is the floating rumor. There will be sideline coaching. And the one thing that I think a lot of us have found weird are those six additional semi-pro teams. And the way Tom explained this, at least, is the reason that they're adding those six teams is because those six teams are also playing in the 3v3. And for the ESPN show, they kind of want to tie in the All-Star game and the 3v3. So it'd be kind of weird, say, if they had the 20 pro teams and then, you know, somehow Vegas Shock end up in the semifinal or in the finals on ESPN. So they want to kind of be able to tie them back into that All-Star game, which, you know, I mean, that makes sense. Although it does kind of like dilute the All-Star experience, I believe, a little bit for, you know, some of the actual pro teams out there. And they're also allowing it for voting. So we're going to vote right now on kind of like who we think should go. I think it's a little weird. You know, normally we get to vote on all the teams, but they're only, or all the players, but we're only actually getting four players from each team. And those players were submitted by the team as well. It's not just random people. They actually ask, like, the coach and I'm assuming owner people, who the four players they would like to submit to the All-Star voting are. But I don't know. I think it's kind of weird. Like, I kind of just want to vote on everybody, you know? Hopefully we don't have to, like, log in or anything crazy. Damn, why does this seem to happen to us live a lot? Voting will open the 17th. Okay, it's definitely open. This happens to us a lot. You know, it's when we try to, like, vote on things, it never freaking works. Let's go open it in the other browser in another window and see if it opens. No. Okay, let's try Safari. We've tried Brave. We've tried Firefox. We've tried Safari. It's loading. Nope. All right. Well. Okay. I would, I don't know. I would recommend maybe, you know, checking that out later. There is a link below. Well, I wanted to go through and vote. I don't really want to go through and just talk about individual people, you know? I don't know. The one thing that's kind of interesting is that if we go to, like, Tampa Bay Damage, we notice that Marcelo Margot is not on there. And also a lot of people upset that Thomas Hara, new superstar on Red Legion, is there. I think the voting is closed. It may be. It's possible. That's why I looked up here to see if it said, like, you know, if it was closing. But being only open for, like, 3 days is kind of crazy. 2 days? Well, I don't know. Those are your potential All-Stars. Yeah, maybe they closed the voting. I don't know. I just feel like that would be a little premature. You know, at least give us like a week. But, you know, those are your potential All-Stars. I guess we were going to, you know, kill some time doing that. But now we're not doing that. So we'll go back over here. Yeah. Let's see my other notes. I think we like covered all my notes. I know Tom said in the, I think they posted about it on Facebook or Instagram. I didn't see it. I can't look right now either. Yeah, I think Tom posted, or Tom said something about them using like new cameras as well, which could be interesting. I mean, we've talked about like, you know, new cameras and how we could like show paintball better forever. So maybe something new is happening. He said it had like a zoom or something crazy, which is very interesting. Damn, I really wanted to vote on these All-Star games. Yeah, it's not very exciting for me to go over and look at Facebook really fast. Plus, you know, what also is really confusing is I don't know which, where do I go? Do I go to the NXL on Facebook or do I go to Major League Paintball? It's always very confusing to me which way to go. Last day to vote. Okay, well, they posted the last day to vote was April 17th. And did it say opening, voting opened on the 17th? Oh, voting will be open. I'm a jackass. I can't read. I skimmed it all fast. Okay, I'm an idiot. Well, you're getting an all-star game. Dang. I was all excited to like talk about like who we thought was going to go play or whatever. I mean, I guess we still can, but I don't know. I want to like select who can win or whatever. That's stupid. Oh, well. Well, voting's closed. Well, we can skip to something else. Let's go to something else I forgot to freaking set up that we're going to do real fast. God, I'm normally way more prepared than this, aren't I, guys? Let's pull this here. We'll make this go like that, and we'll just make this go away. Oh, okay. We're missing another one, too. Jesse Stevens. Jesse Stevens is leaving Aftershock and going to play for the Ironmen. The reason I had those rosters up is I kind of wanted to talk about the rosters really fast. You know, I don't know what the hell's going on with Aftershock. I don't think anybody knows what's going on with Aftershock, mainly because they've lost players. So this is the most recent roster that is going to be playing in Dover. We can see they're missing Jesse Stevens. We also don't know if Jet's playing. You know, he got in trouble for, like, mooning the camera on the webcast. So I don't know. I imagine he will be playing, but also missing Trent Nita. So definitely losing probably two of their most impactful players in Jesse Stevens and Trent Nita. Trent Nita going over to New York Extreme. But the Ironmen certainly upgrading. The Ironmen do have a pretty good roster, though. I mean, everyone on that roster is really good. So I think adding Jesse Stevens and an experienced player. Jesse Stevens has been pro for, maybe like 13 years or somewhere in there. So adding, I think maybe other than Henry and maybe, yeah, Henry Stentz is going to be their most experienced player. But now Jesse Stevens joining the Ironmen. The Ironmen, not so great. The Ironmen, I believe, got 14th, but certainly not as bad as the 17th place that the Aftershock, where'd Jesse go? I had Jesse's picture. Where'd he go? There he is. The Aftershock got 17. You know, I was looking earlier. Jesse Stevens was in the Planet Eclipse video, kind of like documentary series called The Roster, I believe, at one point, a very long time ago. And I was actually trying to find that today, and I was going to like try to show some clips of it or something, but couldn't find anything because I don't know. You know, that's just how the internet goes. Stuff comes and goes so quickly. It gets hard to keep track of it. Yep. Let's read some people's comments. What are we doing here? Hey, I caught the live stream. Haven't played paintball in a long time and started up again. And starting up again next week. Nervous and excited all at the same time. Well, it's not too much different. I guess it can be different. It matters how long you've played, but it's still just paintball, you know. It's good to be excited. Oh, man. Where'd my thing go? We talked about a couple weeks ago. No luck there yet. They keep selling too fast. I literally was going to try to buy one. I am going to buy one. So we should say Lux Air. I am going to do a review on the Lux Air. I'm going to buy one hopefully in the next week or so. We just can't keep them in stock. I mean, honestly. So like I was going to try to get one Saturday. They didn't have any more. They did like 2 days before. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll just go by the store. And nope. They all gone. Which is good, you know, they're desirable. It's certainly good for the store. I'm going to buy one, and I will be doing a review. I don't know what that is going to look like, but we're definitely going to try something. What pops up on BST? Like Lux Airs? I'm sure people are selling them, for sure. I'm not buying a new, I'm not buying a used one, unfortunately, or fortunately, I don't know. Yeah. Speaking of who I'm buying this paintball gun from, this whole live stream in part is sponsored by BFPgear.com. That's not BFP Gear. That is BFP Gear. You know, I've known them for so long. I was going to say I've known BFP Gear for a long time. I've known the owners of BFP Gear for so long. I don't know. I don't know where that was going. They're going to have Lux Airs in stock. Did I hit this? Oh, I didn't even hit it. Or no, that's not even a button. I'm an idiot. Shop all brands. That's one of the problems with these categories, these guns. Remember when I had the website and it was like so many links because everything gets weird. There's just too many items to put in. So you got to like figure out the navigation. The Lux Air, all kinds of colors, but you know, they're goddamn sold out all the time unless they secretly got more in stock. I like how down here you can actually see what's like in stock locally. BFP Gear, fast shipping, excellent customer service. That's what I was going to say. Is that I've known them for so long, and Gina and Junior, the owner of the website, BFP Gear, that is great. So they've been supportive of me, supportive of paintball. They're the home of your favorite paintball teams, Dynasty, Paintball Fit, and home of the only YouTube channel called Paintball Ruined My Life. Right here. You know, if you buy anything from them, if you buy anything from, say, Carbon, who we're going to talk about later, you should tell them where you heard from them. You know, that little box that pops up. It's like, where'd you hear from us? And be like, paintball ruined my life. Because one of the things that's difficult is like, you know, it's hard to like figure out if like advertising works. You know, it's so difficult. So it would be helpful if guys would like put that in there, you know. Randy, how's it going? I haven't seen you in a while, sir. I hope you're well. Yeah. You should come play paintball. Although I should go play paintball. I keep wanting to play. It keeps freaking raining. You talked to anyone to guest appear on the live stream? No, but I did reach out to three people and it's not been promising. I did do today a interview with Marcelo Margot. Marcelo was gracious enough to grace me with some time. And yeah, that's for the interview with Marcelo, though, was for the upcoming Tampa Stadium video. And just trying to get his like insights to what it's like, you know, what was it actually like, you know, playing in the stadium? Because I was there, I got to see what it looked like, but I, you know, I didn't get to actually play. So getting his insight into what it was like. We'll probably make that video better. And I'll probably put that whole entire interview as like a members only video. So for channel members, I'll probably make that whole video channel member video at some point pretty soon. I gotta like watch it and see if I didn't say anything too crazy. I think we're okay though. Someone else wanted me. I got another I saw a comment earlier that I like flagged that someone said paintball guns are boring now. Yeah. I would probably agree. You know, when I first started playing, there were so many companies, and there were for quite a while, or maybe not quite a while. You know, I think back to like the early days of paintball, like the 80s and stuff, and there really probably weren't that many, you know, companies. It was like Air Gun Design. There were like, you know, ACI or Sheridan were making stuff. So there weren't a ton of companies. But then really in the early 2000s, like late 90s, there were so many paintball gun companies. It really just kind of was crazy. I mean, there were many, many options to choose from. I mean, you had all kinds of electric guns. I mean, it 2004, there were probably like 30 companies making like high-end electronic guns. And now there just aren't, right? I mean, the industry is kind of dominated by three main companies. And the way I've kind of always thought about like paintball is it's kind of like a lot of other technologies, right? You think about like cell phones or laptops, stuff like that, right? Like back in the day when they were first getting started, like cell phones in like 2000, you know, there were all kinds of crazy cell phones, like different shapes, one with like circled dials on it and like all kinds of crazy shit. And then now it's just like they all just look the same. Right? They're all just a slab of glass, and that's kind of just all it is. But the reason it's kind of become that way is because they've kind of found that that's like the best solution, right? All those weird ass phones back in the day, they were weird. They just didn't make any sense. So just over time, they've kind of come to this, you know, maybe this thing is the best solution. Like having it like that is the best solution. Same thing with laptops. You know, everything's trying to be like MacBook Pros now. It's all like the same. There aren't like weird, crazy laptops. Maybe there are some weird, crazy laptops, but certainly not like there used to be. And the same thing's kind of true with paintball guns, right? We've come to the point where there's been so many iterations, and we've now all kind of come to the point where everything's kind of the same because it's kind of like a proven technology, right? Like, the length of the guns are all the same. You know, everything's hoseless. Everything's got a lever feed neck. You know, it's kind of all very, very similar. I mean, even the bolt systems have become really similar. So they kind of have, but that's a good and a bad thing, right? I mean, we're getting like that, like reliability and that performance by like everyone kind of like circling around the same answer. But at the same time, it is kind of boring for sure. I was going to say two things. We do get good products. I don't know. So I don't know. It's for sure it's become like more similar. But I don't know if that's as bad. But I think back to like when I started playing paintball, and one of the big like things for me was just I was like a gear guy. I like to say gear guy. So I, you know, it was all into like the new cool things and like, you know, oh, this is neat and like all the new interesting things. And now everything's just kind of the same. But it was also like that with phones. You know, I was way into like having weird phones like back in 2002 or whatever. And now I'm not because I kind of can't be, you know, they're just all the same, right? That like interestingness is kind of gone a little bit. Yeah. Boring. I'm excited to get an idle with toolless frame removal and toolless solenoid and be able to swap out to a mechanical frame. Yeah, it is cool. I'm not saying it's not cool. But it's definitely not like it used to be. That's like one cool thing that, you know, it used to be like every other like month it would be like, oh, that's crazy. Oh, look at this crazy thing. I don't know. I wonder how many people actually like take off their electronic frames and like put on the mechanical frame. I don't know. You heard anything about the Pro feed neck on the Lux Air? The Pro feed neck. I do not know. Nope. I'm not that tuned in to some of that stuff nowadays, unfortunately. Or fortunately. You know, kind of good and bad. There isn't a chance it breaks at the chrono. It ain't cool. Yeah. That's what it was like back in the day, though. I'd be like, damn, that thing's cool. It only works half the time, though. Right. Well, what's the point of it? Back in the day, everyone had their Honda Civic Ions. And that was peak paintball. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. It depends on how we probably define peak paintball, I would assume. Dang. I really wanted to vote on the All-Star game. Oh, well, that's my bad. Balls. We contacted Balls. We talked a long time, a couple of weeks ago, maybe about a month ago, on and off about I was going to try to get Balls. Anyone remember Balls? B-A-W-L-S. That's why I pronounce it Balls. Balls. Not Balls. Balls? I don't know. About being a sponsor on the YouTube channel or something. I never heard back from them. Although, I don't know what their deal is. Like, they, like, claim bankruptcy, and then, like, people were talking about how they can't find their products anymore, but then they have them on BevMo's website, so I don't know. It would have been cool. I emailed two people that I think were the correct people after doing some investigation. Feedback. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't read that right. You hear anything about the pro feedback on the Luxair? Nope. I have not. Although that's going to be weird. They're never going to tell you anyway. I mean, then you know. All the pros that are using them are all sponsored by them. So they're never going to give you, like, real feedback. You know what I think happens a lot with new guns is, like, there's just a lot of people that buy the new guns, you know, kind of like I was back in the day, always excited about, like, the newest crazy thing. There's still certainly people like that. And then just people with, you know, expendable income that doesn't really matter. So, well, they might not be selling them used then, too. If you have lots of money, you're probably not, like, buying it and selling it, trying to make, you know, money back. But it happens a lot, right? People will buy stuff just to see what it's like and, like, play with it for a little bit. And they're like, oh, if I like it, I'll keep it. If not, I can just sell it. And, you know, I lose a couple $100 or whatever. So that's a normal thing. I wouldn't, like, read into that at all. I wouldn't think that, like, people are selling them because they're bad or whatever. I just think that people buy, you know, everyone buys stuff when it right comes out. And they're like, oh, I like it. I don't like it. I don't know. And most people's, I don't like it, is probably just like, I don't like the way it feels, or, you know, whatever. Balls. I was going to say, I thought they stopped making those drinks. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm not 100% sure. I don't know. It's been kind of confusing. There's been no, like, clear-cut answer to that. Damn, I totally wanted to, I'm like, I always want to have stuff to do in the live stream, you know, to keep entertaining for people. But, I don't know, I can't vote on fucking Denver. Not Denver. Dover All-Star Game. Oh, well. Oh, yeah, I think we even talked about, someone actually mentioned Micro Center earlier. You can buy balls at Micro Center computer stores. That's right. Man, I remember Fries. Who remembers Incredible Universe? Ooh, Nick, they have it on Amazon. Okay. Well, someone's selling it then, for sure. Huh. I liked it. It was really good. Like, I legitimately, like it. So, it really wasn't bad. And now they have a bunch of different flavors, too. They don't just have, like, one flavor. There's, like, a bunch of different, like, they have, like, a root beer or something like that. Like, all kinds of different stuff. Huh. Yep, everyone Micro Center. That's funny. It was definitely back in the day. That's for sure. I know they were, like, big into gaming for a while and stuff like that as well. But I don't know if, like, they're still doing it. I don't think they are. I think they're pretty much done, unfortunately. Because he didn't reply to me. And I mean, if you, you know, you got to reply to me if you're in business. None of these companies are easy to find anyway, information about. Yep. Well, I don't know. I don't have anything else cool to talk about. God damn it. Normally, I'd like to carry us through at least till 5, and we can, like, dick around, but I don't know. Hit me up with cool questions. Who's got any, like, what should we talk about? Give me something to talk about. This is generally not the most entertaining way to do this. I'm looking at trying to find things to talk about. Oh, shit. No, that's not going to work. All-star game. I mean, it is cool there's finally an all-star game, but I don't know. I really wish we could vote on it all, and it is kind of weird that the semi-pro teams are in it. But it is also kind of cool to give the semi-pro teams a little bit of a, like a... like a shine or a little bit of like, you know, whatever. But they are playing in the three-man too. Fastest, most used mechanical guns. Is the E-Mech still dominating? Yeah, probably the E-Mech or the ETHA 3M. I mean, I'd probably, I don't know. I think the ETHA 3M probably sells better now for them. So fastest... probably the ETHA 3M, but Planet Eclipse sell more E-Mechs, as in like rentals and stuff like that. Yep. So they Planet Eclipse sell more E-Mechs, but they're like selling more ETHA 3Ms to like regular paintball players, we'll say. Was the Red Legion swapping to GI paint at Tampa? I don't know. I've heard mixed things about that. I don't know about Red Legion specifically, but I know I've heard about other pro teams, they were like switching paint around and stuff, or like using non-preferred sponsored paint or something. Chris Martin, sir. I was thinking about picking up an Ego 8 or an 11. Which do you prefer? You know, honestly, they probably shoot almost identical. You know, I don't think, like, honestly, I didn't think many of those guns, like, I'll bet from the 5 and 6 shoot the same. And then 7 to 11 probably shoot the same. So I bet like they don't... it's not that much of a difference. But certainly the Ego 11 is a better gun. Just ergonomically, it's better for sure. Do I still have the Ego 7? I don't think so. I had an Ego for a while. Where? I wonder. I don't know what I did with that. Honestly, don't remember what happened to it. I don't know. I have a case. I don't know. Who knows? I had an Ego 10 as my backup until a couple months ago. And that thing sounds like a cannon compared to my R5. For sure it does. That's what I was going to say. The only thing bad about those is just like how they are kind of harder on paint. And they're certainly loud compared to the new guns, for sure. Where can you get cool headbands? You can get cool headbands at the Paintball Ruined My Life store. Although that's not working, it should switch. Something should switch. All right, we got all kinds of chaos going on. The Paintball Ruined My Life store. There's something supposed to pop up right here. Yeah, you can get headbands. There's you know, you can follow that link right there. Headbands are $30 on there. There's very few left. And I don't know what we're going to do when all those are gone. I don't know if I'll make more. I don't know what's going to happen. But there's a good supply. Well, not a good supply. There's a good I can't talk today. A good selection with a small supply, we'll say. Paintballruinedmylife.com, where you can just follow that link right there. You can get cool headbands or Hormesis ones too. Hormesis, the one problem that I hate, the one thing I hate about Hormesis is that, like, nothing autocorrects Hormesis, and you can't, like, search Hormesis. It doesn't know what that word is. Nothing knows what Hormesis is. It's like the worst part about them. Some brains, shipping in a drop. I just bought an E-Tech 5 around 250. Yeah, that sounds right, about. They're still core parts supported, huh? Yeah, I don't know what parts they still have available, honestly. Huh. What do I think about the All-Star Game? We talked about the All-Star Game a little bit earlier. Hugo, I imagine that's real Hugo. Who freaking knows? You know, people can just like put whatever they want. I'm going to like go into like spick and span and be like, Tom Cole. That's what I'm going to do. That'll be funny. Hugo, I hope you make it. I think we tried to vote earlier and I don't know. They wouldn't let the voting's over, I guess, like 3 days ago. I didn't notice. I mean, it's an all-star game, right? So it's kind of what we would assume. It's an all-star game. I think it's two parts that obviously are kind of different. Just allowing four people or like the teams like nominating four people or whatever. It's just a little weird because, you know, normally we're so used to just voting on everyone that just makes it a little weird because, like, you know, if you're a fan of like whoever, you know, and they don't get selected by those to be those four people, it just kind of sucks that you can't vote for like the person that you actually want to vote for. It's a little weird having the semi-pro teams because it's, you know, it's supposed to be like an all-star game. So you'd think that just the pro players would play, but it is kind of cool to give them a little bit of shine or a little bit of light. And it does kind of make sense how Tom wants to tie in the 3v3 and tie it into the All-Star game. Like the show highlights on the ESPN show highlights from the 3v3 ESPN of the All-Star game. And it would be kind of weird, like, if, you know, Vegas Shock are in the finals for 3v3, but then they're not in the All-Star game. But then again, you could just not show highlights of Shock. I don't know. I just kind of thought about that. I'm like, they don't really have to show Vegas Shock highlights in the All-Star game. It's not, like, required or anything, so I don't know. It's kind of good and bad things, I guess. I think it's great there's finally an All-Star game, though. So while there might be some weirdness, I certainly better than not doing it. So I really like how... It's also another thing. I really like how it's at least happening. Hugo actually says, I think they will build a team with one body on each team to make a 5v5. I don't know. We also didn't know if... I assume it's five man, too. It's not three man, which is interesting. Who knows? I assume it's five man. I don't know. There's so much, like, three man and whatever, too. It kind of makes it a little bit confusing. Yep. Oh, you know what's kind of fun? I'll show you guys this. This is kind of cool. I got to move this over. Hugo just made me think about this. I'm sending myself, I'm airdropping myself something to this computer really fast. There we go. That's what I was doing. So I spoke to... Colin Laster. The other day, Colin is the, we'll say, one of the coaches for Tauntaun Arsenal, and one of the coaches, he is new to the Tauntauns, though he was with Arsenal for quite a while, played on a bunch of teams, played for Trauma back in the day, like the OG Trauma. This jersey was kind of cool. Because we made the video about the Tauntauns in their 352 incident where they chronoed at 352. And he got that on the back of his jersey, which is kind of crazy. I found that funny. I was worried. I worry so much about... I mean, I think about it sometimes, though. Like, especially with the Tauntaun guys. Like, Tauntauns are one of my favorite teams, so... And I think they're just rad. So I was, you know, it's kind of weird when I'm like, oh, they cheated, you know, and shot 352, and it makes it kind of feel like they're bad or something like that. But I don't know. I just don't want people to be mad. So that's cool. I like that. I liked it. I thought it was really funny. Because I'm like, man. But then for the coach to get that on the back, I'm like, well, you can't be that mad. But again, he's not, you know, it's not Fabrice. Oh, that was cool. Yep. Oh, man. Got distracted. Oh. That's awesome and crazy at the same time. That was a great video. It was. That was a good one. I mean, the new recent paintball fit one's not doing so great. I think that's my fault, though. And also because it's on paintball, Major League Paintball website might have made it weird. I don't know. Yeah. You know, this video and live stream and previous live streams, hopefully future live streams, brought to you by Carbon Paintball. You know, Carbon Paintball have their team program. So if you're starting a team, maybe like a woods ball team, maybe you play scenarios or something like that. Maybe you're, you know, just a couple guys and want to get all matching stuff or some deals. You can do that by signing up for the team program. It's really easy. You know, you sign up and put some information in. That's pretty simple. But what's kind of neat is they will give you this website. You can also see right there if you got a bunch of people, you can contact them and get bulk pricing, so get better deals. But say you're just like a one-guy man, which you would be. Maybe not. I don't know what the hell we're talking about. So you don't have to have a bunch of people. That's what I'm trying to say. So if you're just one guy, you can get these prices right here. This is what they'll give you. They'll go to their website, and you can add stuff to your cart, too. So like if you're a team, you can get everyone their own login, and they can just add their own items. Obviously, it wouldn't look like that. You'd send them a logo over. They mock it all up and kind of help make a jersey for you. And once they approve that jersey sign or design, they'll make this like barrel sleeve case kind of thing for you if you want it. Banner, pod bag, mask. Nope, that's the pod bag. I was like, that seems kind of small. That's the mask bag. Pod bag. I really like how they're making the goggle straps. So if you get Carbon Zeros, you can get custom goggle straps or custom ears. It's kind of cool. Carbon Paintball. It's really kind of perfect if you are a three-man team or like newer players looking for a team. I mean, it doesn't really matter. You could have 15 guys. But it is cool because they don't have any minimums or like weird packages. You can kind of just get a jersey if you want to. You don't have to buy all that other stuff too. At carbonpaintball.com. Again, like I said, let them know, you know, you go over there, maybe you buy a hopper. Let them know. Oh, it is 420 too. I noticed that earlier today. I was like, oh, it's 420. This is me celebrating 420. This is what we're doing. the intro in your live stream is awesome. I appreciate that. Thank you. That's Chris. Mark, what's up? Can I give Mark a shout out? That was Chris Raymond's camera work in my acting. It's great. It's a great overall idea. Don't ever change it. Keep up the great work and information. I unfortunately work second shift. I only got one shift. My shifts never end. thank you. I was thinking about changing it. But mainly because we, like, in the intro, we shot, like, you know, I'll just play it right now. We'll turn that off, though. We'll also turn that down. You know, in the, I don't know, in this thing, we shot, like, a bunch of different, like, little, like, things like this. Like, different little, like, whoa, like, different little scenes that I didn't use. I maybe used, like, 20% of them. So there's a bunch of other, like, weird little things. So I was thinking about making an alternative one that just has like different scenes in it and stuff. I like it. It's kind of fun. It's really like, yeah, late night, whatever. It's like Conan O'Brien. I was raised on Conan. What's going on? We have to, has to pull cams for his floor bong to be fully in frame. It's a floor bong. It'd be like up to here, though. Dude, screw those things. Dude, cleaning out that kind of stuff is so annoying. I don't want anything to do with cleaning a bong. God, they get so gross so fast. Do you work with someone else? Do you work with someone else? Then this channel? We're going to go on this channel or with the channel or something? Nope, it's just me. Just Brad Johnson. Ooh, a Simpsons or Futurama or Rick or Morty intro. You know, we originally wanted to do the Full House intro. I was like, man, we could like fully remake the Full House intro. We've talked about this, I know. And I wanted to like go to San Francisco and like actually remake the Full House intro. That would be funny. A Simpsons ones would also be really good. But they have like different intros, like every freaking, like, episode or whatever, don't they? Nope, this is my job. This is it. That's why you gotta like the live stream. Yep. That background music's really loud. Don't ever change it. It's awesome. It's it exactly reminds of most of all the late night shows, for sure. That's the point, so hopefully. Sort of the point. I mean, the real point was Conan O'Brien, specifically, late night. But essentially, they just ripped off everybody else, too, so. For sure. I also want to play paintball. I keep looking at, like, days to play paintball, and, like, I haven't played paintball in, like, a month and a half. And I keep looking at the freaking weather, and it's always raining. I guess it's not supposed to rain this weekend. It's supposed to be cloudy this weekend. Oh, well. Hopefully everybody's out playing some paintball, enjoying the spring weather. He Misfits? I don't know. What do I think about him? I got no idea. Don't they play like, I don't really know, you know? Don't they play like 10 man or something? I don't know a lot of the teams. I'm not like all super up on all the teams. Unless they're playing pro in the NXL. I don't know who they are. So that's about it. Came across your channel recently. Well, hello. Subbed and now I'm refreshing all my guns that I haven't used in 18 years. That's cool. Good. That's hopefully good. Hopefully you're near and close to a paintball field. You can go use them. Or you can just shoot them at a fence. Ooh, we got a someone sent one Paintball Rue My Life gifted membership to somebody. Someone got a membership. Excellent. We don't get those normally. Colby, welcome to your channel membership. You know, there's actually some videos. We might as well talk about that. There's actually some videos on this channel. If you follow that link right there, you can become a channel member. Let's close tabs because I'm a tidy boy. Okay. Nope, not those ones. Where are they? Members only videos. We do a end of the month members only live stream. You can watch. This was supposed to be the future of paintball, all about failed paintball tech. There's the debriefs. Every time I do a video, I do like a stuff you missed kind of thing. I guess we can't really see all the videos on here, but there are definitely more members only videos. There's actually a very, very good one about Dynasty that is only available for channel members. Oh, Rocky Cagnoni plays on Team Misfits. That makes sense. That's probably why I've heard of them. I know I can like envision them in my head. Like I can see the like, you know, team or something like that. But that's also because like I think of the Misfits, the band, and it's kind of like, you know, kind of think of the logo of the Misfits. So do a $70,000 a month Patreon. maybe, I don't know, you know, we might get there at some point in time. $100,000. I don't know what you're going to get for that, though. Just the normal stuff, you know. Stuff people always get. $100,000. I like that one. The $100,000 Patreon membership. How high can you make a membership? What's the highest you can make Patreon? $15,000 someone made a tier? I don't know. Wow. I don't know if that's real. There's too much information to research really fast. Dang, I'm really kind of disappointed about the All-Star voting. I just can't read. If I could read, it would be helpful. You talk about potential videos. Actually, I've kind of been talking about this Oliver Lang video for quite a while, mainly because it keeps getting like pushed back because other things are happening. But Oliver Lang video is kind of in the works, although I might push it to like the third video coming because I want to finish this Tampa video this week. So the Tampa video should be out this week, or I shouldn't say that. I'm going to try to finish it this week. So yeah, finish it this week. So it comes out before the tournament. So the goal is like Tuesday or Wednesday next week, I should say, for Tampa. And then I'll do the Lux Air review and figure out the Lux Air review, because I do kind of want to do something different. I don't just want to do like a regular review. So I want to try to like figure out something unique to do with the Lux Air. What that is, I don't know. I really have to think about it. And then after that, I will likely do that all over video. But it is also possible that I make some stuff for Major League Paintball Instagram account as well. Someone did the math and fully got why all channels chase private content now. I don't know. I'm not. I mean, I know that some people, some like bigger creators or, you know, certain people probably can, but this will never be that. I can't imagine paintball getting big enough where I'm like, everything's behind a paywall. That'd be crazy. I'd get like, you know, hardly anybody to probably watch the things. Although, I don't know, you know, probably not. It probably wouldn't go that well. I got to meet Dynasty last at NXL Ohio. It is kind of cool when they have those meet and greets. Hey, you sit right there. They had a meet and greet and it was awesome. It was awesome and great, humbling, really. Their guys are awesome. They signed posters and my marker case. You know, the one thing I thought about when I was in Tampa was when I was at the tournament, and everyone's just great, you know. I, you know, did not have a bad interaction with literally anybody. Well, I shouldn't say anybody. I had a weird interaction with somebody that will go unnamed. But everyone was awesome. Like, really, though. Like, everyone's really nice and excited. Like, just, I don't know. I feel like excited to be at the tournament, and everyone's in a good mood and good spirits always. So it was really cool interacting with everyone, because everyone was so great. I mean, from players to coaches to NXL staff to the webcast guys to fan people. I was like, I'm missing someone. Like, people that just came up and were like, oh, I like your videos. Like, everyone was great. So that was cool. Although I do kind of, you know, I am a little bit different. I'm not like totally rando guy. People kind of know who I am a little bit. So it's not like so weird. They kind of all already kind of like get my vibe or whatever. I'm not like super random guy, but everyone was just great. Which shouldn't be, like, you know, surprising. It's not like I'm surprised, but it was just something that I remember. Yeah. It's definitely not general Tampa. Dude, Tampa, you know, they're talking about the Tampa Bay Rays. The Devil Rays, the baseball team, the major league team. Their stadium, like, got all messed up in that, like, hurricane a couple years ago. And I think they're building, or they want to build, a brand new baseball stadium, like, across the street from Raymond James Stadium. I don't know. I don't think that's, like, going forward right now. I don't know if it's bearing on us, but I thought that was interesting. I saw something on that the other day. I was like, oh, I was just there last week. Sort of. You know, a few weeks ago. Paintball. Gonna buy a new marker soon. Don't know if I should get a Lux Air or a CS3. I don't know. You know, I've only held the Lux Air. I've never shot one. I held one the other day. So I'm not really like, I don't even have like a opinion why, but I would, and everything, Planet Eclipse guns are just better most of the time. So I would probably go Planet Eclipse, but without, like, you know, I haven't like taken it apart or used it or shot it or done any of that stuff. So you mean the Idol or R5? What do you mean? I don't know. Probably not. Probably Lux Air and CS3. Or CS3 Pro. I like the R5. The R5's not bad. It's just a little big for me. I like the, like, size of the CS3. It's, like, you know, this much shorter. Like, it actually makes a little bit of a difference for me. Yeah, the new Lux does look cool. I can't, like, say that I haven't disliked the way any of their guns look, but the new one does look cool. I really kind of like the new foregrip. The new foregrip just makes it look cool. It just kind of makes it look nicer. Yep. Having the rubber foregrip, kind of, and the rubber grips, it kind of just makes the whole gun, I feel like, flow a little bit better. And, I don't know, it just kind of matches itself a little. Mm-hmm. Give the live stream a like. I don't know if that's what some brains is saying, but do it. I've been shouting this out often too. This is also a podcast now. So if you want, you can go like, you know, to Apple Podcasts or whatever other podcast apps. And you should be able to put Paintball Ruins My Life in and it should just come up. And you can listen in audio form. I know some people were specifically asked me to do that. So it is available in audio form, like Spotify. It's for sure on Spotify. The Lux Air I held had a hard plastic foregrip. Yeah, I didn't even really think about it, honestly. The foregrip, when I held it, I literally just thought of that. I was like, it's soft rubber, right? When I was saying that. I didn't even think about it. Is it harder than rubber? Or rubber's not, I mean, I guess rubber can be like varying hardnesses. I don't even know. I don't even remember. I was like, wasn't like that? Like, I held it for, like, 20 seconds. I was like, oh, yeah, okay. Here you go. So I didn't really even think that much of it. It was the field, too. So I was kind of like, you know, I don't know, not really paying close attention. That's why I said, who knows until I review it. Don't listen to anything I say. Reading the comments. All right, I'm pulling the plug early on this. I'm exhausted. Oh, I ran 4 miles this morning and have not eaten. So hit me with your final questions. Maybe you can get me to stay around a long time if you ask me a good question. Okay or not. All right, gentlemen, I'm leaving. It's been a wacky day. Maybe you can tell by my voice. My voice sounds weird, I feel like. Come back next week. We'll have stuff to talk about. Hopefully I'll have a Lux Air. My God. We're going to try. I'm going to try my best. The 27th? The 27th. My favorite marker of all time. Oh my God. I don't know. Let's go with the favorite ones that I've owned, at least. We'll narrow it down to three. The G6R, the GO3.5, and the Angel G7 Fly. That's going to be a weird answer. You're not going to get most people to say that. But for sure, G6R 3.5. I think those are probably like my two most favorite guns that I've ever owned. I don't know if those are the best. You know, certainly the newer guns are better. But those are my two favorite. And I think that if I could have anything right now, a G6R, I would love to own a G6R. I think that'd be really cool. One of the problems, though, is they haven't made them in... I mean, I guess they kind of have started. They've kind of remade them. But, I mean, the last version of that gun came out in 2012. So, it was so long ago. And now they're, like Victor said, G6R is money. Two ways. They're money. Like, they shoot well. It fucking shoots money. But they also, like, cost money. They're like $900. I mean, people are paying, like, a ton of money for them. You got a mint G7 Fly in black. Polished black. Is it polished black? Polished black. I loved the G6R. I really liked those guns. They're small and lightweight. They're really reliable. They were made well. They were pretty easy to fix. I was a fan of the G6R. What defunct brand do you wish would make a comeback? I don't know. I don't know. What defunct brand do I wish would make a comeback? I don't know. If I could see any brand come back, I think that it's obviously like probably nostalgia based. Like I'd probably have to say Angel. You know, it's been a long time even since Angel made a good paintball gun. I mean, they were on top of the world in like 2001. It didn't last very long, a couple years there. But Angel just were cool. I mean, they were one of the cool companies. They had like the, you know, the heaven booth, like exclusive heaven area they do at tournaments. They, you know, helped build the original, not the original, but the Super 7 MPPL. So they were a very like cool, influential company. So yeah, why not Angel? Dangerous power. Goddamn. How about a Zoden? I wish a Zoden would come back. That's what I really want. The Zoden wasn't that bad. They were, not that bad. Dirter? Dirter would be, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how that's going to happen, though, you know? We're in a very different world now. It's very different. They probably stopped making stuff in like 2013 or something like that. So quite a while ago. So when I have two G6Rs, that's pretty cool. I used to have like a couple too. Back in the day. Thank God I bought two G6Rs before the price hike. I thought it was paintball secret until everyone kept appraising how awesome it was. Yeah, I worked for the Angel Warranty Center for quite a while in the U.S. And when Angel went out of business, stopped using Angels, and started to use G6Rs pretty much right when they went out of business. I was like, all right, well, I'm not using this anymore. It just started right away using G6Rs. Gosh, I know. I thought about AKA. I was like, any company that could come back, I thought about AKA. They were right on there. But I was like, they're kind of technically in business still, sort of. But not really, for sure. Not like they were prior Smart Parts. Yeah. And then Smart Parts kind of like did him in with the final blow. How did Angel manage to go out of business? They just made a bunch of weird decisions gun-wise, really. I mean, I think their two problems were, you know, Angel at one point, you know, 2002, 2001, if you went to a paintball tournament, like you went to an MPPL tournament and like 90% of the people there were using Angels. So they had a ton of money, right? I mean, they were just raking it in. They were more dominant than Planet Eclipse are now, for sure. I mean, like, everybody used Angels. And they were just raking it in and making a ton of money. And they bought the MPPL, kinda, right? And they invested a ton of money into the MPPL. So they spent and burned a bunch of that money. But they never were able to make a gun that was even close to as successful as the Angel LCD, that like first gun in 2000, not the first one, but the first one that was really popular for them, 2000, 2001, 2002. And they just were never able to make another product that was good, really. I mean, they came out with the IR3, they had COPS, which was not good. They kept making weird design choices, that weird space frame no one liked. It took them a while to actually introduce break beam eyes. And by that time, no one cared anymore. They were like, okay, well, you know, I'm shooting an Intimidator and, you know, I got an Ego and I have a Matrix or whatever. So by that time, just, you know, no one cared anymore. And they lost a ton of market share. Their guns were also hard to fix. I mean, you can compare how easy it is to fix like a Bob Long gun, like just a regular Intimidator, to like anything, to like a G7 Fly or like a G7. Those guns are way harder to fix and maintain than the other modern guns. That's why the Angel went out of business. I probably know that story better than anything. Just being so close to Angel for, you know, 10 years or something like that. No, not 10 years. Maybe like 6? I don't know. All right. I'll go now for real. Guys, go do something fun. You know, we're getting a lot. We're getting off a little early. Go outside or something if you can. Go take a walk in the park. Give your wife a slap on the ass. Yep. The Bob Long video. Yeah, the Bob Long video was pretty good too. I like that one too. That was a good one. All right, I'm hitting the button to go away. Come back next week. We'll have something to talk about. You know, you can tell by the thumbnail, the title of this thing. I know it's raining. Some brains tell me about it. I like it. Yeah, come back next week. You'll probably be able to tell by the title or the thumbnail if I had myself a Lux Air. That is the freaking goal, baby. That's the goal. I keep trying. Because trust me, I want stuff to talk about in here more than you guys do. Okay, come back next week. We'll do something fun. Maybe I'll bust out the slip and slide. That was a uneventful live stream. I did not like that. Not very good.